Children, Healdsburg, California, April 3rd, 1882. Dear children, I received your letter in regard to Mary Chinnock's sickness. I see now the matter. It is the result of breaking up malaria fever with quinine. It always returns. Mary could not have an easier time than she has had the last 5 weeks. She has done nothing to bring this on. It must have been in her system. I feel so sorry for her. As for Jenny, I think she is about worn out. Her labor over Sister Butcher was very taxing. She lost her vitality in rubbing her so much, and it will take time to gain life and energy again. I wish Mary were here, but perhaps it is best for her to stay a while, and perhaps for good. I wish you would spare me Luella Hale. I must have someone if she stays there. She will be sick if she comes here. She may be. I don't know what to do for help. Of one thing I am becoming convinced, it will not do for me to travel. Everyone who goes with me gets sick, and it is not possible for me to go alone. I would not dare to take anyone to the Southern camp meeting who could help me and care for me as I should need. I would not dare go alone, and I will not dare to take anyone with me. I shall not go unless I see my duty clear. I will stay at home, look after my own concerns, and tax no one feebler than myself. Of this I am fully determined. Please let me know daily how Mary is. I am glad Mary, White, my daughter, that the Lord has mercifully carried you through this crisis. I have not ceased to pray for you, and I have prayed night and day for dear Mary Chinnock. But she must not unite her interest with me any more. I would rather hire a Chinaman. You do not know how these things trouble me and worry me, causing me sleepless nights. Please keep Mary entirely. I will not ask her to come to me again. I dare not depend on her. I must have one I can depend on. I am being urged to go here and there to labor. My answer is no, no. I shall stay at home and look after my own things and do my writing. Brother Roberts is a good, kind young man, but knows about as much about farming as a 10-year-old boy. I have to look after things. Brother and Sister Ballou are willing and a real help to me. I went today to Brother Harmon's, and he went with me to the Italian garden, and we got a large number of strawberry plants. Addie, Brother Ballou, and I put them into the ground. He prepared the ground. We planted them. I shall get still more. Our grapes are nearly set. The rain holds off, and when it does come, will be gladly welcomed. I am so thankful little Ella, White, is as well as she is. Dear little one, may the Lord bless her and keep her in health. I will pay all Mary's expenses. Get Sister Dr. Young to take charge of Mary. It shall not cost Mary anything. There is the lot of nearly an acre of land by the meeting house. A man wants to buy it of Sister Bice. She asks $200 for it. Brother Harmon says he has not the means to get it. Is it best to buy that land? Have got the refusal of it till the middle of the week. Write at once. Shall we purchase the land or not? We wait your answer. I have just bought a quantity of nice dried plums for 12 cents per pound. We'll give you some when you come up. Will you send me a draft for $15 to pay for my cow, and more if you can? I shall soon be through calling for so much money. I want to live right here for a couple of years, or 3 years, if God spares my life. Much love to Mother Kelsey. I wish she would come up with little May. Mother.